This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I've been asking myself this question lately, and you may have as well. First of all, I see all of these, they're trying to figure out a way to get us to mask up again. And I have seen many, many, many people that still will not walk about without a mask on. So I've simply been asking myself this question. Does America want to return to the pre-COVID level of what we consider to be free movement, freedom of movement, freedom, just freedom, you know? When it comes to insanely restrictive and arguably totally ineffective pandemic measures, critics tend to point the finger at public officials and their appetite for power. But government functionaries may be no more of a danger to the post-COVID freedom than some of our neighbors. I've said many times they can only take that which we give. Recent polling suggests that many among us not only approve of the lockdowns of the past year and foresee public health restrictions continuing into the indefinite future, but they also want the world to remain constrained by efforts to prevent illness, or maybe just constrained. Never mind the reason. Coming from The Economist, we get public willingness to sacrifice for the common good in a time of crisis has surprised ministers. But the pandemic has also revealed John Bull's authoritarian streak. I don't know what they're referring to there. The magazine went on to report more on the results of polling conducted among those ipsos mori that found a surprising degree of support among Britons, not just for the lockdowns for the past year, but for maintaining restrictions sold as efforts to head off the spread of COVID-19. That must be a British thing, then, I guess. Polling by Ipsos Mori for The Economist suggests two-thirds think masks, social distancing, and travel restrictions should continue for another month. A majority would support them until COVID-19 is controlled worldwide, which would take years. Even more strikingly, a sizable minority would like personal freedoms to be restricted permanently. A quarter say nightclubs and casinos should never reopen. Almost 2 in 10 would support an indefinite ban on leaving home after 10 p.m. without good reason, according to the report. When I read this, I was like, did they say restricted permanently? They did. If you look at the full result of the polling firm's website, it reveals that 19% support for a permanent 10 p.m. curfew. Significant minorities favor other permanent restrictions, including keeping nightclubs and casinos closed forever, 26%, enforced social distancing in theaters, pubs, and sports grounds, 34%, mandatory 10-day quarantines for people returning from foreign countries, 35%, mandatory tracking app check-ins when entering pubs and restaurants, 36%, mandatory masks in shops and on public transportation, 40%, foreign travel allowed only with proof of vaccination, 46%. Ipsos emphasizes that support for permanent restrictions is in the minority, although majorities favor keeping some controls in place until COVID-19 is under control worldwide. But it is such a surprisingly large minority that The Economist portrays the data as evidence that the liberty-loving England, for example, is a myth. Now, it's easy to look at these polling results from across the Atlantic and scoff at them. We knew there was a reason the founders wanted American independence, right? But a portion of the U.S. population shares a similar taste for public health restrictions. A plurality of voters say their area should start to roll back coronavirus restrictions when at least 75% of the local population is vaccinated. This is coming from a Hill-Harris X poll found in March. 14% said restrictions should be kept in place indefinitely. When you get more specific about restrictions, support for them seems to increase. A Reuters Ipsos poll found the same month, a growing number of Americans want to get the coronavirus vaccine, and a majority also support workplace, lifestyle, and travel restrictions for those not inoculated against COVID-19. The poll found the majority support for barring the unvaccinated from airplanes, 63%, public schools, 59%, gyms, 54%, theaters, 56%, and offices where they're employed, 56%. All of this, despite the fact that the vaccines in certain cases and in certain studies have been found to be effective in shielding those who take them against illness, no matter the status of the people around them. Now, admittedly, this was all several months ago, and whatever you may think, you know, the thing about the vaccine is this. If you want to take the vaccine, take it. If you don't want to take the vaccine, don't take it. You don't have to have a reason to not want to take the vaccine. Okay? By the same token, COVID-19 is here to stay. It will probably mutate many more times. The fears about getting the vaccine, they come and they go. The fears about needing a vaccine, they come and they've actually calmed down. But recent surveys are showing a continuing expectation of and a disturbingly a taste for restrictions. 62% of respondents to a June poll by East Carolina University said that stay-at-home orders issued over the past year in response to the pandemic were necessary to protect public health. Despite resulting economic devastation and social strife and hypocritical violations of their own rules by politicians, despite all that, but only a quarter of respondents said the orders wrongly took away people's personal freedom. Similar majorities favored face covering mandates, 65.1%, quarantine requirements, 67.9%, but they also said that that wasn't enough. They think that COVID-19 is such a big problem, not enough is being done to stop it from getting worse. This is according to 62.6%. Only 28.5% believed it was a problem, but governments overreacted. Looking forward, healthy people should stay home as much as possible to avoid contracting or spreading the coronavirus, said 35% of those polled in June. A depressingly high 40% said that life will never get back to normal. Now, in Britain, they're beginning to look at this, and The Economist is suggesting, for example, that this may be just an excuse for those who already wanted a reason to constrain their neighbors. A lot of Britons don't go out dancing or drinking or taking overseas holidays. That wasn't happening before the pandemic. Nightclubs, casinos, and dark streets harbor all sorts of wrongdoers. So for some, it seems, an endless lockdown is an acceptable price for everyone else staying home. There's lots of people that approve. In our fractured society, there's lots of people that disapprove of hobbies and businesses and lifestyles that other people enjoy, and they like to see them disappear. So this virus may be an opportunity for those who want to rein in freedom that they find frightening. They applaud the restrictions on liberty, not because they're necessary, but because they restrict. Fortunately, they are, of course, a minority. But when added to the ranks of those who approved such public health measures before, seemingly inclined to support them again, COVID-19 seems like the panacea for a whole lot of tyrannical wannabes to me. We'll see. Food for thought. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners This Hour.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Let me just set this up, just so you know, because I've been looking at this picture for a while. And I've come to a determination. The biggest difference between Lynette Squeaky Fromm from the Manson family and Shannon Watts is that Shannon has a better hairdresser. You'll understand what this means in just a second. Coming out of Rochester, New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Wednesday $16 million to reduce gun violence across New York State, and Rochester will be receiving $2.25 million. Earlier this month, the governor declared a disaster emergency on gun violence for the state of New York. A first-of-its-kind disaster emergency for the country. In addition to each area's existing network of community groups, youth will be referred by trusted community service providers, with priority given to referrals from gun violence interveners and other anti-gun violence advocacy organizations. Now, this, at first blush, this does not seem crooked. I know, I get it. But why is it crooked? Well, let's take a look at what just happened to the mayor of Rochester, New York. We get this. Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren, Democrat, will be arraigned on weapons charges. This happened this past Wednesday morning. This coming from WHEC reports Warren and her husband have been charged with criminal possession of a firearm, which is a Class E felony. They also face two counts of failure to lock/secure said firearm in a dwelling. The Monroe County District Attorney indicates the Warren home was searched by New York State Police. On May the 19th, and officers discovered a standard manufacturing rifle that they referred to as a STD-15 and a Kel-Tec P-40 pistol. I guess that's a AR-15 type rifle. Neither weapon was registered to Warren or her husband. And additionally, Warren and her husband faced charges of endangering the welfare of a child because a 10-year-old child was found in the home alone, when the officers arrived. And shockingly, here she is. She's aligned with a prominent anti-gun violence advocacy organization. They can be part of this program and get state funds. And there she is. There's lovely Warren posing with somebody. And I don't know who this person is, but there she is with Shannon Watson. Oh, my gosh, her hair is great. Much better than Lynette Squeaky Fromm's. See, whenever I see Shannon Foster looking at the camera, I am seized with the vision of Lynette Squeaky Fromm looking at the camera. So, for me, she's squeaky. Lovely's relationship with the Moms Demand Attention Action, I'm sorry, which is based in New York, has been covered excessively in the local press, it seems, and the group and the mayor have ties dating back to at least 2015. On Tuesday, this explains who this other lady is. On Tuesday, the mayor had met with one advocacy group, the Moms Demand Attention. Sorry. Action, which formed in response to the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. Janita Bandy is an organizer. She says local politicians have a lot of power to address gun violence. Mayors have an incredibly important stand in their communities. They know their communities better than anybody else, and if they come together and talk about and find solutions and implement them, they can have an incredibly high impact on this issue. You know, the more I hear politicians and lobbyists speak, the more I come to realize they say a lot of things and don't say a whole lot of nothing. They don't actually, you know, there's no idea coming out of here besides word vomit. And I would have to say that the Rochester mayor, oh yes, she is having an impact on this issue for sure. She has helped to once again demonstrate the hypocrisy of gun control activists and anti-gun politicians, as well as their allies in the media. And forget the money for a second. I saw this thing the other day, Black Rifle Coffee Company. They decided, Kyle Rittenhouse, the young man who shot people in Kenosha in response, you know, while he was defending himself, he was photographed wearing a Black Rifle Coffee t-shirt. And Black Rifle Coffee just got interviewed by the New York Times, where they came out of this. Let's just say their reputation is probably not as good as before they went in. But they're out there. And they're trying to, you know, they make the point of trying to, they didn't sponsor him and they didn't do this and all this other stuff. they're trying to distance themselves from this. Think of Wayne LaPierre or Alan Gottlieb smiling and presenting a branded T-shirt to a mayor who ended up being arrested on gun charges. Do you think that the Washington Post and the MSNBCNNs would have a field day pressing them to comment on that, those mayors and those advocates all at the same time? And to the best of my knowledge, not a single news outlet has asked Shannon Squeaky Watts what she thinks about a Moms Demand action supporting mayor being charged with felony gun possession. Now, first of all, for a gun grabber or an anti-gun advocate, my first thought is if you grab a gun, if they have a gun or something, just touching a gun has the same effect of holy water as it does on Dracula. You know, hissing and burning and smoking. Now, as this has been reported, none of the news outlets, of course, have shown the picture of Squeaky and Lovely and Janina. And they're not going to, because most reporters and editors don't want to do anything to hurt the cause, even if this means sacrificing their supposed objectivity. And consider the same fact that the same media is supposed to be a watchdog ensuring that this influx of federal cash gets spent appropriately. Think that's going to happen? Think they'll raise any questions if Lovely Warren cuts a large check to Moms Demand Attention Action, whatever it is? If that check is cut, do you think Shannon Watts will be asked about the appropriateness of taking money from someone facing felony gun charges? I know. And once again, we see the dirty tricks involved with the gun control movement and their allies. It all revolves around money and access to power, even when their own are caught breaking the very gun laws that they cherish so much. This is not about, obviously, the mayor sees the utility of guns. And I would come down on the mayor's side if the mayor was not a hypocrite. If she was not doing everything to restrict her people, her constituents in Rochester from being able to have a gun, own a gun, whatever it was, carry a gun. Carry a gun, dare you say it. But she is. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is taking steps to be ready if the research shows the need for additional coronavirus vaccine booster shots.
The federal government is exercising an option in its contract with Pfizer to purchase these 200 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to be delivered between the fall of 2021 and the spring of 2022.
Many states are showing a surge in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We have consistently and repeatedly said if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic.
White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Being vaccinated is to protect your health that of your family, and that of the community.
This is USA Radio News. Firefighters and rescue teams searching for victims of a Florida condo collapse ended their efforts after nearly a month of removing and sifting through debris. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue's Urban Search and Rescue Team, Florida Task Force 1, and City of Miami Fire Departments left the site of Champlain Towers south of Surfside. A month ago, the building partially collapsed in the middle of the night, killing at least 97 people. First responders took time to pay respects to the dozens who died in the collapse before leaving the site. Though the search of the debris for human remains has ended, one family says they still haven't been informed whether their loved one has been found and identified. Estelle Hadaya, 54, lived in an apartment in the building. She was not among the 97 victims identified. The Washington Post reported that some 26 million pounds of rubble had been taken off-site. Researchers are continuing to sift through the debris for any further remains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. And the rest of this, I'm going to tell you about some stuff that has happened, and we're going to stay in one locale. One of these things is going to be current events, and one of these things is going to be historical. To simply prove my point of the need for people carrying guns in their daily lives. I don't watch mainstream media at all. I read about it, but I don't watch it. So I don't know how much coverage is happening, and one of the reasons I don't watch it is because a lot of times they omit some things. And right now there's a object lesson occurring in South Africa. A lot of violence and unrest currently there. And there's one story that's not being carried at all by the mainstream outlets. Armed citizens, black and white, are all taking a stand, and they're trying to maintain civilization against the total carnage that's happening in some communities. Now, after the jailing of ex-president Jacob Zuma for failing to appear at a corruption hearing, crowds of rioters have clashed with the police, ransacked or set ablaze shopping malls and other buildings in cities across the country. In the midst of all of this, dozens of people have been killed, many of them just simply there. They were just there at the time. They're not protesters. They're not counter-protesters. They're not, they're not police. Gideon Joubert, founder of Paratus, an online platform where you can read about the latest developments of the South African gun ownership debate, said things would be a lot worse if not for armed citizens who are currently fighting against not only mobs of rioters, but several new gun control amendments proposed by the government. The only thing that's been standing in the way of a violent mob of ultra-violent rioters who've been trying to gain access to various suburban communities or residential communities has been a line of legally armed citizens, ordinary people with guns, who've organized themselves into disciplined groups with a plan, who have shared resources and information, and in many cases are working closely with and cooperating closely with law enforcement, so said Joubert in an online video. or where law enforcement is entirely absent, taking charge of the situation in order to ensure that the safety and security of their communities is not compromised by these roving gangs and mobs of violent rioters who seek to do them harm. Now, in South Africa, gun ownership is very restricted. It includes limits on the amount of ammunition you can possess. You can only own handguns, hunting rifles, shotguns, and even military-styled semi-automatic rifles as well. But all of this comes under tight regulations. Armed self-defense is also permitted. Now, that's what they've been dealing with up to this point. Now, the latest proposals, including limiting the kind of number of guns owned, outlawing reloading and owning a firearm for self-defense would be devastating, especially during the current rioting if they'd already been passed. Joubert said, with reflection to the proposed amendments to the Firearms Control Act, if those amendments were in place, those communities would not be capable of protecting themselves. And seeing that the state has failed miserably, the Minister of Police has failed miserably, the President has failed in totality, the senior top brass of the SAPs has failed miserably and totally, there is not even any shred of compliance with their constitutional mandate. The police have not secured the citizens of the Republic and their property from violence and from this type of criminal predation. It has been ordinary citizens that have, for the most part, had to secure themselves. He continues, if the restrictions on people not being allowed to own more than a certain amount of sport shooting or hunting rifles, if they were banned from owning guns for self-defense, if they were banned from reloading, these communities would have been overrun and possibly even wiped out by the mob. And they are experiencing the ammunition shortage as well. It's affecting everyone from police on down. Solid proof the proposed ban on reloading would hurt law-abiding South African citizens and communities. He said in many cases communities are running out of ammunition because they're sharing their ammunition with law enforcement and the police because they do not have sufficient ammunition to keep themselves going in the field. They have to share ammunition with their neighbors who don't have enough in order to assist in securing their neighborhoods. What has been keeping them going is that they could legally reload their own ammunition with components on reloading presses that they have available to them. They would have been made illegal by the Firearms Control Act amendments. And in the midst of all of this, during this harvest time, the violence is keeping farmers from being able to ship their crops and meat to cities for people to purchase. So many of the shops that sell food are closed, or they've been looted bare, which is likely to lead to severe food shortages in the not-too-distant future. Additionally, many observers believe that the African National Congress and others are intentionally targeting various stores for looting and destruction in order to further exacerbate the food shortage and create even more chaos. Of course, violence is nothing new to South Africa. In recent years, since the ANC came into power in the country's legislature and has turned the country further toward a communist regime, white farmers who own much of the land in the country have been increasingly under fire, often driven off their lands and killed in some cases. And in the end, the current unrest in South Africa, you know, this could prove to be the dismantling of the country if the authorities don't gain control of the violence quickly. Fortunately, even though gun rights are limited somewhat, South Africans currently still have the means and rights to protect themselves and their families. That would all change if the government gets their way and forces the new gun control amendments on the law-abiding citizens. Although I think this should also, one thing that we should be looking at is the fact that in the face of the WROL situation, or the SHTF situation, whichever you want to impose upon this one, governments and police and military largely become bit players. See, the biggest reason the United States is such a law-abiding country is because you are such law-abiding people. Normal people are just law-abiding people. Our criminal element, although becoming more and more vicious every single day, is a very small minority of the population of the United States. And they are concentrated in just a few counties of the United States. I mean, you know, 60 counties of the United States. 60 to 75, I think the number is. Out of either, depending on who you're listening to, I don't know where the true number is. Some people say there's 3,095 counties. Some people say there's 3,140. So you get the picture. It's a very small area where a lot of this violence is occurring. So we're very law-abiding people. And that makes the police's job, believe it or not, even today, that makes it easier. But one thing to take in, and I mean, we should never look at this and say, well, we could do this if we wanted to, because we should never want to. But if you look at South Africa, where they, and I mean, they have incredibly less restraint than we do here in the United States as far as what you know, the government can do to their people, or so it seems to me. When you look at them and you look at that and you look at all the things out there, they can't control the situation. There's some places in South Africa that seem relatively docile right now, and there are some that are absolutely chaotic. And the only thing standing between total chaos and the total breakdown of civilization in South Africa right now today are the South African gun owners. As restricted and as restrained as they are the last harbinger there. What do you think that makes you? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do this one more time, and we're going to do a little history lesson now. This is Gun Owners News Hour, coming from the same area of the world, Africa, as we were just speaking about. You know, it's really not a matter of if this is going to happen. I think it's more of a matter of when. It's going to happen. I'm taking you back to Saturday, the 21st of September, 2013, at about noon, when, depending on who you talk to, between 4 and 15 assailants attacked the Westgate Shopping Mall, which is the most upscale mall in Nairobi, in its Westlands district. Fighting, I mean, this was a days long attack. Fighting with armed police continued over 48 hours later. Cameras in the mall revealed the gunmen carried assault rifles and wore civilian clothing. There were additional reports of grenade explosions. Police surrounded the area and urged residents to stay away. A report indicated that about 80 people were trapped in the basement, but police said that they had escorted some shoppers to safety and were trying to capture the gunmen. The Secretary General of the Kenya Red Cross Society, Abbas Gullet, said that rescue workers could not reach some of the patrons of the mall. Inspector General of Police David Kamayo wrote that there were police at the scene and the area was surrounded. Rob Van Dijk, an employee at the Dutch embassy, said that while he was eating at a restaurant, the attack started with grenades and was followed by gunfire as patrons screamed and dropped to the ground. Other witnesses said the attack began at the outdoor seating area of Art Cafe at the front of the mall. Art Cafe employee Patrick Courier said, "We started by hearing gunshots downstairs and outside. Later we heard them come inside. We took cover. Then we saw two gunmen wearing black turbans. I saw them shoot." Some of the casualties were at the entrance to the mall after the assailants moved outside and a standoff then commenced with police. Ambulances were present at the mall as rescuers started moving emerging victims. Reports indicate children were among the victims and patrons that were carrying small children were among those trapped. Mall security guards used shopping carts to ferry out wounded people. Nation TV footage showed dozens of people escaping from a back entrance. Bloomberg correspondent Marco Liu was in the second floor of the mall when the attack started. He said two explosions happened within about 5 minutes of each other. "We heard a noise from the ground floor and people started running to the parking lot area on the rooftop. They were panicking and then the second blast went off and people were even more panicked." Other eyewitnesses said that in addition to grenades, the attackers used AK-47s. 20 people were rescued from a toy shop on the upper floor. As the Kenyan army troops arrived, they used tear gas to try to smoke out the attackers from the cinema complex. Vehicles riddled with bullet holes were left abandoned in front of the mall, Camayo said. Our officers are on the ground carrying out an evacuation of those inside as they search for the attackers who are said to be inside. Police officers said that the gunmen were barricaded inside the Nakamot supermarket. He indicated there were three bodies there while he pointed to a pool of blood by a children's shoe shop. He then pointed to a hamburger bar where music still played and indicated more bodies were found there. That's the overview of this. Some of the things that that were found out later about this is they had been pre-positioning weapons in the mall prior to the attack in various places. Goran Tomasevic, a Reuters chief photographer for East Africa, recorded the first few hours of the attack, in which he described extremely distressed people, including children, women, and men, bleeding from the impact of shrapnel and gunshots. Abdul Yusuf Haji, son of former defense minister of Kenya, Mohammed Yusuf Haji, on receiving text messages from his brother, Nordin Yusuf Haji, an undercover anti-terrorism agent who was stuck inside the shopping center, traveled to the mall with his handgun and entered with other civilian rescuers. He helped rescue a mother and her three daughters, providing cover with other armed rescuers. Tomasevic's photos of the rescue efforts by civilians were beamed all around the world. Several other armed and unarmed civilians also participated in various rescues. An ex-SAS man, a former member of ARW, which is the Irish Army Ranger Wing, and an off-duty member of Diplomatic Protective Services Tactical Response Unit, helped to save lives. They were working as security consultants, and they raced to the Westgate Mall when Al-Shabaab gunmen went on the rampage. Under fire, they organized the rescue of all terrified shoppers. There are several similarities between this rescue by civilians and members of elite forces and the rescue at Nairobi Dusit D2 complex attack. By nightfall, the mall remained sealed off to the public while security services searched floor by floor for the gunmen, believed to still be inside with the hostages. The civilians that went there, I mean, you can look all over the internet and you'll find all these stories. There were some guys that were just, you know, in their cars or something. And it's great that these military guys with some specialized training were there. The thing about being a military guy with a lot of specialized training is normally you're training with a team. You're training in small unit tactics while you are highly motivated and very skilled. By yourself, it's still very, very dicey. So, a bunch of other armed civilians just riding around doing their stuff. Interestingly enough, from all the accounts that I have read, there was only two types of handguns being carried by most of these rescuers, either Glocks or CZs, or as they refer to them in South Africa, Seskas. They weren't just going in there and not engaging. They were going in there and getting in pitched gun battles with the assailants. People continued to trickle out of hiding places. Internal Security Minister Mute Aringo said that when the government was in control of the situation, which is propaganda probably. Kamaya also wrote that several of the other assailants had been pinned down under security forces after they moved into the mall. President Uhuru Kenyatta said the security operation was delicate and that a top priority was to safeguard hostages. At about 2:30, an hour after reporting five visibly shaken hostages release, the National Disaster Operations Center wrote that several major operations were underway in there. The next evening, after nightfall, over 24 hours after the beginning of the attack, gunfire was still being heard at the mall. The military spokesman, Colonel Cyrus Oguna, said that most of the hostages had been released, saying they were dehydrated and suffering from shock. He added that four Kenyan soldiers were injured in the rescue operation. And then it really largely became a spectator event from that point on. Once they figured out that they had most of the hostages out there, they were trying to figure out where all the terrorists were so they could neutralize them all at one time. a lot of countries offered assistance, but I mean, I don't know how many of them were actually on site to actually do that. On 23 September, everybody was assured that we're doing everything reasonably possible, cautiously though, to bring this process to an end. By that time, they knew that at least 3 Al-Shabaab fighters were killed, 10 Kenyan soldiers were wounded, then 11 more were wounded, and 3 Kenyan commandos were shot at close range. It was also reported that 3 floors of the mall collapsed during the attack, trapping some bodies inside. It looked like it had been bombed. It looked like it had been shelled by a JDAM, to be honest with you. There was a lull in the fighting on 23-24 September, and it resumed in the early morning hours. And police said they were conducting a final sweep. In the end, all of a sudden it just stopped. And to the best of my recollection, there were some that they never captured. There were a couple of arrests out there, but the point to drive home is that the initial people that went in there and engaged the terrorists were gun owners, like you. They didn't have to go in there, but they did, like some of you would. It's happening today in South Africa. And if you look at what's going on in various parts of the United States, it's not too much of an extension to take that out and say you might have to do it sometime soon. Just bear in mind how important you are. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.